The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. Our specialist teams are there to support you so you can keep your business going and growing.
Well, from collecting parcels to collecting collectibles, this week a Boston auction house reported the college photos of Elon Musk and memorabilia from one of his ex-girlfriends sold for $165,000. But just how lucrative is the business of billionaire memorabilia? Shifra Mulqueen has been finding out.
eBay obviously is the first port of call for people when they're looking for collectible items. So we'll try Bill Gates. We'll type in Bill Gates and see what comes up. There's a playing card of Bill Gates with what looks like a mugshot. They said it's after a traffic violation taken from 1977. There's a Bill Gates and Bono signed photograph, which is actually quite expensive. It's €1,500. It's been discounted though from 2000.
Ciara O'Brien, business and technology journalist with the Irish Times.
Well, wow, there's actually a signed Amazon hard hat that Jeff Bezos has autographed. It's $12,000. Oh my God. That is genuine shock. I have no idea why anybody would want to spend $12,000 on a hard hat, especially because it looks like the signature is kind of rubbed off a little bit. The weirder things, because there are lots of kind of reproductions of things, you know, people have done their own artwork. I think my favorite is the Elon Musk car freshener, which is basically like a sacred heart of Elon Musk with two rockets going up in the background towards the sun. Not sure that's exactly where he's aiming those rockets, but that can be yours for the very reasonable price of just over €7.
I mean, I could technically afford it.
With everything in collectibles, it's the more famous the person, the higher the price. You're looking for the Elvis Presley of the science world. You know, who's that? Is it Thomas Edison, John Logie Baird? The more the content refers to their inventions, scientific collectors or museums will want them.
Ian White of White & Sons Auctioneers in Dublin has spotted some lovely business memorabilia down through the years.
There was a letter from Thomas Edison. His letters can fetch anywhere from 2,000 right up to 9,000. Things like a letter from James Watt regarding the steam engine. The letter itself is quite technical in that he's talking about aspects of threshing corn. The other one is a letter from the inventor of dynamite, which is Alfred Nobel. That was a letter in, I think, 1895, and it referred to his new invention of an engine to break up coal. That fetched about, you know, 6,000-7,000.
But it's a lot more expensive to get your hands on one of their original inventions.
Thomas Edison's, one of his more interesting items at auction were the keys to his laboratory and also a prototype electric light bulb. I believe the price paid was in excess of $60,000. The keys to his laboratory, but just to hold them in your hand and imagine you could unlock that laboratory and find all his secret inventions and all his successes and, of course, his failures. I remember somebody told me one time that Edison was told to give up trying to invent a light bulb because he had failed so many times. And he said, well, I haven't failed 1,000 times. I've just found 1,000 ways not to make an electric light bulb.
Gavel's in the air. We are at 17.5, looking for a bit of 20,000. Last chance.
And you have people bidding in the room. The paddles are going up. The auctioneer is calling numbers. Egos kicks in and they don't want to be seen to lose it to the guy on the other side of the room that's bidding against them. 3 million, he's asking for 4 million. Will I go 4 million? And I'm like, here I am from rural Ireland, County Roscommon. And I'm like talking $4 million and it's for a dress. I said, oh my God, like this is world is crazy.
Martin Nolan is co-owner of Julian's Auctions in Beverly Hills. Auction house to the stars.
We've sold many items for Marilyn Monroe. 2016, we sold the dress that she wore when she sang Happy Birthday to President Kennedy.
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
We sold that for $4.81 million. That same dress was in the news recently when Kim Kardashian wore it at the red carpet event for the Met Gala.
Internationally, Martin reckons Steve Jobs is one of the more recent entrepreneurs that's highly sought after, with items of his selling for up to $100,000.
There are people that will say, wow, I'm wearing Steve Jobs' dressing gown. Then you have collectors and investors looking to the future. They have the money to buy these stuff that nobody actually needs. Like buying in the stock market. You buy the NASDAQ stocks or the lower price stocks in the hopes that they'll become the future blue chips.
Today, we're introducing 3 revolutionary products of this class. The first one is a widescreen iPod with touch controls.
We sold quite a few items from him, I think, back in 2016. When people come to auction and they see a leather jacket, but then you add in the storyline, oh, that was Steve Jobs' jacket. There was huge competition and probably a little bit of jealousy or animosity between IBM and Apple. There's a photograph of Steve Jobs wearing that jacket and giving the finger to IBM. That's the money shot. The leather jacket sold for almost $25,000.
But what's the weirdest thing he's ever sold?
We sold William Shatner's kidney stone for $75,000 because at Julian's we leave no stone unturned. And we go where no man has went before.
So should we be holding on to that cringy love letter from our ex? Here's Ciara O'Brien again.
I'm not sure any of my exes at this point would be worth hanging on to their old stuff. And when you find it in 20 years' time, try not to cringe horribly at what comes out of it, because I did a massive clear out myself recently, found some stuff I didn't realise I still had. Old Valentine's cards, old letters. It's the kind of thing that absolutely make you mortified to your core when you read it back.
If you do hold on to that box, Martin will be on the lookout.
And I'm watching everyone. Well, I'm keeping my eye on the Collison brothers from Tipperary. We shall be watching what they have, if anything of theirs comes to the stock market, because in years to come, they'll probably be a very good investment as well. I'll be watching the bins there in Tipperary.
I'll send you off to auction school, then you'll be nobody's fool.
Schieffer O'Queen reporting there.